We cannot escape, you know, the idea of this desire or what's put in front of us, because it's always going to be there. It's such a big thing. What we need to tell people is how to control these desires and how to channel it properly. What does this mean, right? So channeling something in a right direction is essentially what we mentioned, is when that desire doesn't control you, you are in control. So one of the things that the guy you sent the video of, this priest, was talking is, okay, so you have this desire as a man, and which you should, which is, you know, God-given gift that a man should have, because, you know,
can't get rid of that desire, right, at all.
And the testosterone and stuff that we have, especially if you have high testosterone, you are tend to be inclined to have a sexual need. But you can take that energy to work out, and let's say you're in the gym, push that weight, get that energy out, because it's what it is it's an energy that is pushing you to, I guess, for that energy to leave your body, right? I think that's kind of like what happens during ejaculation, is you are kind of releasing this energy that is pushing against you, and that is you using that energy improperly and depriving yourself from such an essential, not just essential, but such a powerful tool to build you up as a character, right? And when you're holding in that much power and you're channeling it into working out, that is you putting so much and hard work into, you know, building your physique as well as financial. You're, you know, going working or thinking about ideas and coming up with creative thoughts through that powerful channeling force that is within. So when you understand this, you tend to think about it differently. It's like, okay, would I really waste such an energy on somebody that I don't love? Would I, you know, waste this energy on something that is kind of shallow, something that just is very selfish? Or would I use this energy to channel it in a direction where I can make an impact in the world positively, mm-hmm. and use that to, you know, spread love, not just with my one partner, but with the world, with other people. And, you know, that understanding, when I read that, Napoleon Hill talks about from the book, Think and Grow Rich. What's it called? The other book.
By Napoleon Hill?
No. This other guy. I was actually reading that book. We mentioned it a lot as well.
The Way of the Superior
Man. The fact that you knew it. Yeah. The Way of the Superior Man. That book
I was
also
looking it up in earlier too.
Yeah. That's also the book that talks about these type of desires and how to control it. And when you have an understanding, personally, that's how I kind of was able to channel it like that, and then desires kind of go away.
Yeah, but let's really think about like how much time people are spending a day, like the term gooning, like they goon all day. Yeah. I used to do this too. I used to just spend like an hour, or even an hour and a half, looking for that perfect video, or just looking through my phone, looking at like women through social media.
What would be the best? Yeah.
Like, what would be the best? And it's just like, you're wasting time. You're wasting energy for what? You spend
fake
that
pleasure.
Evening and you're drained. It's like, what's the point? At the end of the day, it's like, you're either looking for short-term pleasure or long-term gratification.
Yeah.
That's what you really got to think of when it comes to this sort of thing. It's, you're channeling it, but long-term, as you kind of build it up, like you're just, you kind of gravitate with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You let it bring you down. It's you partaking in something that is only self-destructive. It doesn't build you up. I mean, look, watching videos on adult websites doesn't really build you up in any way. If anything,
it's like it pathetic.
It is. Because that's not something one your wife would want you to do. Especially if you're trying to find a good woman and have a good family, and especially if you want to have a relationship with
even that, dude, I'll be honest, even that sounds a little bit weird. Like adult websites, like I don't think it should be for anybody if you ask me. So
right.
It's like even that is a little bit like corrupt thinking, making people believe that if you're an adult, yeah, you could sneak a peek and you can like watch it. But even then it sounds stupid when you say for adults, because what happens to adults thinking is they, you know, it drives them to this sexual drive that they have in the marriage, that which, and then soon turns out that if they, and when they grow old and they don't have that same appearance physically, they lose that. So they want to fulfill that either watching it or, you know, it's someone that is younger than them, or I don't know, stuff like that.
Right.
So, which is like,
which is all in the mind. Like nothing physical happens, and you're just in your head, in your imagination.
I just want to mention that, yeah,
out of touch with reality. But more importantly, I think the understanding has to be You either do this stuff and partake in the devil's trick, and which takes you away from God, essentially, is that's what it's there for, or you are, you know, not partaking in this, and you are forming a stronger relationship and stronger bond with God. What if you could use that 1 hour, 30 minutes to read the Bible, talk to God, pray to God, watch some productive videos about history on Christianity, Jesus Christ, who he was, what he did, all that type of stuff, and not indulge in activities that take you away from all the other options that are that could be potentially good for you, right?
Mm-hmm. Dude, there's such a huge difference between a person who's just emptying their seat on like a daily basis versus someone who's just kept it inside for like months and months on end. Like, there's right. such a huge difference between the two, because one literally has this like energy, this drive, this like focus, this like flow state with life. Yeah. It's like, I think in what Superman calls it, like, they're like, this person's like penetrating life.
Yeah.
Right. Instead of releasing his seed, he's kind of using his seed and penetrating life. I don't really know.
He's putting it to waste, and he doesn't have the power to kind of penetrate through life and be focused and sharp.
Yeah.
Going out in the world.
Versus
losing the tool, throwing away the tools.
Exactly. It's like you're losing all these boosts and these stats that you, you're not getting.
Right. And what I want to actually read from Napoleon Hill, I'm going to quote him on this. So he pretty much says, sexual desire is the most powerful of human desire. This is when you develop keenness of imagination, courage, willpower, resistance, and creative ability unknown to them at other times. So transmuting all the energy into productivity to think about becoming the right man for your future family and wife, right? So I think this is very important, because when you partake in letting your desires control you and becoming a person who now thinks about what is the next pleasure I'm going to chase, what is the next video I'm going to watch, and going through something like hours or like 20, 30 minutes just to look for a perfect video, but then there's no perfect video because right after the video, one thing you want to do is turn that off and just put that away because kind of fulfilled your desire, and you have a guilt and shame that you have done such thing. That already shows you that you just wasted energy and time into something that you didn't even want to really put into it, but the desire, I mean, the emotions of yours took over so much that you were not even controlling it. Like it's like the devil with the strings just towing you around, whatever he wants you to do, that type of thing. And you can't really let him do that, because when you have a relationship with God, what happens is you let God take control. You let God, guide you than the devil. But every way of the devil leads to destruction. Every way of the devil leads to unfulfillment. Yet at the moment and beforehand, it feels like you're going to get something so much out of it. But at the end of the day, when it happens, it's empty. It's just like it went all away. It faded away. Next thing you know, you're trapped in a cycle of the next day. You know what's going to be the outcome. But at the moment, you are chasing that high. That is very, very interesting to put it in perspective. You're so blinded that you've experienced this many times. We all have, right? Experienced this so many times that afterwards you feel shameful. You feel like you have done something morally wrong. But then the next day, you forget about that exact emotion that you felt afterwards because of so much, I guess, I don't know.
I think it's just the way I see blindness.
So much blindness beforehand that you forget about the after effect.
Yeah, and I also think that when you have a relationship with God, I think you spiritually become stronger, so that every desire that comes at you is just so much weaker than it would be like before, right? Because what I've noticed is, like, the desires would control me, but now it's like the other way around. I kind of actually know that when that desire comes, I'm able to fight it through the power of God and the Spirit of God, right? So, like, when you're spiritually healthy and you're spiritually strong, those dark spirits can't win over you anymore. You know what I mean? It's like God's hand just protecting and stuff like that. So I think that's why it's very important to read Bible and just have a relationship with God and know God, you know, accept him and just, you know, have him shape your life. Like that's as straight as it sounds, just have him take over your life. Because otherwise it's just, it just won't be possible for you really overcome those desires.
I think the reason
as a human you can't. Yeah.